One of the nation's most important Indigenous events, the Garma Festival, starts today in northeast Arnhem Land. And this year, the debate over constitutional recognition is a key agenda item. There's bound to be pressure on both the Prime Minister and the opposition leader to spell out what kind of referendum they might support. Bill Shorten has written to Malcolm Turnbull suggesting a joint parliamentary committee be set up to work towards a firm proposal. National Indigenous Affairs correspondent Bridget Brennan reports.
2,500 people from across Australia will be on Yolngu land this weekend. Vincent Forrester will be at Garma. He's an Anunu Aranda man from Central Australia who once advised Bob Hawke on Aboriginal affairs. Decades later, he's still calling for better representation of Indigenous voices in the federal parliament.
In some parts of Australia, like the Northern Territory, democracy, we can play a role in democracy. But in other parts of Australia, with too small a population in this large country.
Vincent Forrester was one of 250 delegates at the Uluru Constitutional Convention in May. The Uluru statement called for a referendum to enshrine a national Indigenous representative body in the constitution. There was also a strong call for a Makarrata Commission to oversee treaties.
It's going to be an educational process that we as a nation take forward for tomorrow.
The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and the opposition leader Bill Shorten are both scheduled to attend Garma. And Mr Shorten has written to the Prime Minister suggesting a joint parliamentary select committee be established to firm up a path towards a potential referendum. In the letter, Mr Shorten says the proposal for a First Nations voice to Parliament is a big change, but clearly reflects the long-held aspirations of Indigenous people. Barbara Shaw was one of the Uluru delegates and is anxious to hear what will be endorsed by politicians.
That'll be a hard one, given that we do have a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders within different political parties, but hopefully in the long run this will be, when they talk about reconciliation, I guess this may be a first proper real step in allowing our voices to be heard in Parliament instead of us going out protesting after the fact of policies being passed and legislated. It'll make governments accountable.
Denise Bowden is Chief Executive of the Yotta Yindi Foundation, which runs the Garma Festival. She says this year there'll be a clear focus on Makarrata, a Yolngu word meaning coming together after a struggle.
We talk about acknowledging Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in our founding document. It's probably a bit of a long time coming, to be honest. So we're really looking forward to handling that in a very sensible and sensitive way here at Garma.
Yolngu Elder and former Australian of the Year Dr. Gullaroy Yunupingu will address the crowd at Garma this morning. So too will the Social Justice Commissioner Dr. June Oscar, who'll say that constitutional reform must address the powerlessness of her people.
Bridget Brennan reporting.